Welcome to the Work Ready Now audio program. This program will help you to be ready for the world of work.
Hello, students. In the previous lesson, we learned about tracking the progress towards short and long-term goals. Today, we are going to learn about listening skills and strategies. Students, let me ask you, what will happen if you don't listen carefully to instructions from employers? Thank you, students. You might have said, if you don't listen carefully to instructions from employer, you might get confused and you might miss the instructions given to you. Also, your employer might become frustrated or annoyed with you.
Tewuka and Silas, I need you to listen carefully. Take 3 dozen of eggs to deliver to a customer.
What do these mosquitoes want in a broad light like this? Sorry, sir.
As I was saying, take 3 dozen eggs to town to a customer. Here are the directions. When you get in town, take the road leading behind the market. The road goes in 2 directions. One goes left and the other goes right.
But my man Cyrus, we should get some new music since we are going to town.
You guys are not paying attention to me. The eggs need to be delivered by 2 p.m.
Sure, Mr. Taylor, no problem.
Students, did Silas and Tebuka pay attention to Mr. Butera's instructions? Thank you. You might have said, no, Silas and Tebuka were not paying attention to Mr. Butera. Students, what are some signs that tell you Silas and Tebuka were not paying attention to Mr. Butera? Thank you, students. We have seen that Silas and Tebuka were distracted. They kept interrupting and did not get Mr. Butera's instructions. And they did not repeat the instructions or direction clearly at the end. Let us go back to the story.
Tebuka, which road are we supposed to take?
I don't know. I think we're supposed to take the left road.
The left road? It's supposed to be the right road.
No, it is the left road.
It's the right road.
Come on, Silas. We must deliver the 2 dozen eggs before it's too late.
No, I thought Mr. Butera said 4 dozen.
Students, what has happened as a result of Silas and Tebuka poorly listening to Mr. Butera's instructions and directions? Thank you, students. You might have said they disagree about the directions. They have the wrong amount of eggs, they don't know how to find the customer, and they might be late. In short, they are not good listeners. Let us go back to the story.
Hello, madam. Here is the eggs delivered from Mr. Butera's farm.
You are late with the delivery. You even brought the long number of eggs. I'm not happy at all about this. Do not do that. Or is that how you treat your customers?
Come on, Silas. Let's get out of here.
Sorry.
Students, how could Silas and Tebuka have stopped themselves from being in the situation they are presently in? Students, thank you. You might have said Silas and Tebuka could have prevented the situation they are in if they had listened more actively to Mr. Butera. Students, listening carefully to instructions is an important skill as a worker. Many people think they are not doing anything when listening, but good listening is active listening. Students, an active listener gives the person who is speaking full attention and focus. The active listener does not interrupt, and the active listener repeats the directions the speaker gives him. Good communication requires both a clear speaker and an active listener. Remember, good communication requires both a clear speaker and an active listener. For us to be successful in our daily lives and in our work, it is important that we speak clearly and listen actively. Students, what should Tebuka and Silas have done to be good listeners? Thank you, students. You might have said, they should have avoided distractions when Mr. Butera was talking. They should have repeated directions and instructions to ensure understanding. They should have asked questions for clarification. Let us bring our learning to real life. Try this activity in your own time. Think about how effective listening can help you be a good employee in the future or a good business person. What can you do in the future to achieve this? Share your thoughts with the person sitting next to you. As we saw today, Tebuka and Silas did not pay attention to Mr. Butera's instructions, which affected the quality of service delivery to the customer. Will Silas and Tebuka get in trouble with Mr. Butera? Don't miss the next episode when Silas and Tebuka find Mr. Butera waiting for them upon their return. Thank you, students. Goodbye.
This program was funded by the MasterCard Foundation under the Bright Project, Building Resilience in Tibet Through E-Learning. It is implemented by the Education Development Center, EDC, in close collaboration with Akazi Kanoze Access, aka Rwanda Polytechnic and Rwanda TVET Board. The content of the program was adapted from the Hugukadukore Akazi Kanoze HDAC project, funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID.